Glory be to the name of the Lord. This is another beautiful day in the presence of Jehovah. The third day of the month of October, year 2021. The month of double grace, the month of double favor, the month of double lifting, the month of double blessing, the month of double reward, the month of double celebration. It's your month of full testimony. It's your month of singing a new song and dancing your dance. I am telling someone this month, you will celebrate, you will celebrate, you will celebrate, you will celebrate, you will celebrate in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of darkness in your life shall be broken. Every version of darkness against you shall be canceled. Every register of death written against you shall be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you joining us for the first time? You are welcome to this high voltage midnight prayers. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. We thank God for what God has been using this program to do. Sincerely, I must appreciate God. And I thank you for his mercy. I thank you because you are good. Please join me to say thank you, Jesus, 7 times. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Our God is so great. Our God is so mighty. We pray that his mercy will continue with us in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, I want you to declare that is. Say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my spirit. It is well with my body. I shall not die before my time. I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall reach my goal. The glory of God shall not depart from me. I shall make it in life. Wherever they mention my name for evil, thunder shall strike. Wherever they mention my name for evil, fire shall fall. And wherever they gather against me for evil, thunder shall strike. My name shall be a terror in any coven of darkness. Altars of witchcraft, release my blessing in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare it loud. Say, I am a child of God. No evil shall befall me. I shall be far from oppression. I shall not fear, even from terror, but it shall not come near me. I shall be as a voice of the Lord. I shall be strong in the Lord. I shall not go down. In this month of October, I shall be connected to favor. I shall be connected to double grace. In this month of October, it is well with me and my family. God shall raise helper for me, and I shall not be disgraced. I shall not be embarrassed. I shall not be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout three, amen. 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 Yesterday, I started talking about total freedom from mysterious oppression. There are oppression that are very mysterious. There are oppression that are very, very mysterious. Beloved, when you hear a lot of things that people go through, you will see that there are many, many people, including believers, under severe demonic oppression. Many, many believers find themselves eating in the dream every day. It's an oppression. Many are having constant sex in a dream. It's an oppression. Many will find themselves that when they wake up, somebody has torn their body. It's an oppression. Even we have cases where people will sleep, and they will sleep with clothes on. By the time they wake up, the clothes has been removed. It's an oppression. Terrible oppression everywhere. Strange sicknesses. Strange disease, these are oppression. But the Lord said, oppression must be far away from us. Many people are under the torture of emotional oppression. Do you know a lot of marriages have broken down? Terrible oppression. A man will go and take another, go and leave the wife and children, go somewhere to marry another woman. A man will begin to torture the children. Anyhow, it's an oppression. Some cannot sleep until they swallow some tablets. It's an oppression. There are a lot of ailments everywhere. It's an oppression. There are physical oppression now. Body of people are going through torture. But it's time for us to be free. Do you know some people even inherited oppression? The mother has arthritis, also is having arthritis. The father has glaucoma, also the children is having. These are oppression that we need to fight out quickly. We need to get out of it. The father had the prostate enlargement. The son also is having now. Your father has some disease and it's coming to your life. Your mother suffers something and you are suffering it. Large number of cancer of this, cancer of that everywhere. These are oppression. Enough is enough. This oppression must stop. That is why we are going to pray. That is why we are going to contend. The Bible says something that so that really that really caught my attention many years ago. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5 to 6. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the martyrs, blood of the saint of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wonder with great admiration. This is what we call mysterious power. Strong enough to drink the blood of the saints. A lot of things are going on now. May the Lord deliver us from this mysterious oppression in Jesus' name. We are going to cry out loud and clear. You shout this prayer more than the way you have ever shouted. Arrow of oppression inside my body. Get out. Go back to the sender. Somebody may need to spend about 5-10 minutes using this prayer. Arrow of oppression inside my body. Get out. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow of oppression inside my body. Get out. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow of oppression inside my body. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers oppressing me in the night. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Powers oppressing me in the night. Yeah. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant of oppression in my foundation. Break. In the name of Jesus. Covenant of oppression in my foundation. Break. 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 Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of oppression in my foundation. Break. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Oppression of my father's house. Limiting my destiny. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Oppression of my father's house. Limiting my destiny. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Oppression of my father's house. Limiting my destiny. Yeah. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Strong man of oppression attached to my life. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Strong man of oppression attached to my life. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Strong man of oppression attached to my life. Yeah. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, somebody need to pray this one with violence. Garment of oppression put upon my life by wicked powers. Cast fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of oppression put upon my life by wicked power. Cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Bring out a bottle of oil. Lord, I pray you can get a bottle of water also. That this oil and this water shall be mixed with the blood of Jesus. I increase the blood of Jesus inside this oil, inside this water in 7 billion folds. The power of deliverance shall move into the oil, and the water shall carry fire of God. It shall become an instrument of power. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Drink a little. Say, disease in my body, go back to the sender. Say it 7 times. Disease in my body, go back to the sender. Disease in my body, go back to the sender. Disease in my body, go back to the sender. Disease in my body, go back to the sender. Disease in my body, go back to the sender. Disease in my body, go back to the sender. Disease in my body, go back to the sender. Anoint your head. Say, strange sickness in my body, go back to the sender. Say 7 times. Great strange sickness in my body, go back to the sender. Strange sickness in my body, go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Look at it now. Anoint your chest now. Say, any sickness in my body assigned to kill me gradually, get out of my body. Go back to the sender. Any sickness in my body assigned to kill me gradually, get out, get out, get out, get out, and go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, anoint your stomach now. Aha. Say, anything inside my body that is making my life uncomfortable, get out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Anything inside my body that is making my life uncomfortable, get out, get out, get out, get out. Anything inside my body that is making my life uncomfortable, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, we pray. You see, a lot of things is going out now. Look at it. These are plantation of darkness programmed into your life when you were sleeping. Look at it, they are going out. Oh, wonderful. Somebody is receiving instant healing. Instant healing. Check yourself now. Check yourself. Aha. Look at it. You are receiving instant healing. That leg that cannot walk very well, walk with it now. There's a woman here. I want you to check that your breast. Yes. That very tumor there, that growth there disappear. Oh, something is happening there. The blood of Jesus is washing the eyes of that of somebody here. It's washing that eye, removing cataract. Beautiful Jesus. Look at it. Look at the finger of fire moving. Remo ponta cataract. Remo sontoya kadaka. Lembroko sukaya galakaraba. Thank you, Father. There's somebody here, you sat on something, and since that time, you have been having strange disease called pie. It's troubling you, and this has really been a disgrace to you. The root of pie in your life, drop, drop, drop. The root of pie, hemorrhoid in your life, drop, drop. The covenant of pie and hemorrhoid, break. I command it to disappear. You will never see it again. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, wonderful. It is gone. Bring out your request now. Lord, we thank you for the might, your mercy, your love, your grace. Answer our request by fire and prove yourself in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Yes, it is done. I speak as a prophet of God into the life of all those who has been crying unto the Lord for a divine visitation. In this month of October, the Lord shall visit you in Jesus' name. I pray for that sister. You are recently sacked from your place of work. The Lord said, I should tell you, within the next 1 month, you will get a good job better than the one you are sacked for. There's somebody that is frustrated right now. I am telling you that by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Don't be frustrated. Rise up and take 7 days. Sing unto the Lord for 30 minutes. Appreciate the Lord for 30 minutes. Sing 30 minutes in the morning. Worship God 30 minutes in the morning. Worship God 30 minutes at night. Do it 7 days. What is the problem you are facing that has frustrated you will completely disappear. That sister, get ready. The Lord is sending your husband to you, and your testimony is coming. There's a particular marriage that's about to be broken. That marriage is about to break off. But today, I pray that the charm that the strange woman is using on your husband lose its power now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that marriage will never break. Oh my God. I pray for those looking for the fruit of the womb. In the name of Jesus, the testimony of come and see shall be your portion. And by the time you go for tests, you'll be positive for pregnancy. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's a sister there. You have been facing some strange situation. But you don't understand. The ancestral yoke that has been assigned to limit you has been broken, and you are free forever. Aha. I cover your testimony with the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, in case you want to share with us what the Lord has done for you, or you have one or two things, or you had a dream or a revelation you are not clear about, let's table before God to help us. The Holy Spirit will always interpret it. Send to us information. Send to us to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802. Ah, that's good. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Festac Town. B1 Close, Festac Town. God bless you in Jesus' name. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. That I may be your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you. May your blessing continue in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, learn to read Psalm 91. Learn to read Psalm 91 in the morning and in the night. Always read Psalm 91 before you go out. Always read Psalm 91 when you are about to sleep at night. It's very, very important to read it as the month, as the year is going now. No, the month of October is the 10th month. We have 2 months for this year to go. And as this year is rolling by, you must just be reading this psalm. It's a psalm of protection. It's a psalm of security. Learn to read it every day. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snares of the fowlers and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I see, and see behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the word of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord with my refuge, even the Most High my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over me to keep in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my feet against the stone. I shall tread upon lion and adder, the young lion and dragon. Shall I trample under my feet? Because he has set his love upon me, therefore he will deliver me. He will set me on high because I know his name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him. He will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor me with long life, with good health, and he satisfy me and show me his salvation. This must be read every time in the morning, every time at night, even before you sleep. After broadcast like this, you take that psalm and read it and go back to bed rejoicing and celebrating. The Lord will do wonders in your life. Once again, I say happy new month to those who have not heard my voice this month. May God bless you. May God continue to protect us. May God continue to fight for us. May God bless the nation Nigeria. May God continue to keep Nigeria. May God continue to protect Nigeria as Nigeria celebrates 61st year of our independence. May the Lord continue to uphold us to the end. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the government. The Lord will keep the government. The Lord will protect the government. And the Almighty God also, in his power, will give our leaders wisdom to rule us in the name of Jesus Christ. And no wicked will prosper in this country. The Lord will take over this country. The presence of God will take over this country. We shall celebrate and rejoice in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says we should pray for the nation. It's very important to pray for the nation. If it's well with the nation, to be well with everybody. If it's well with the government, to be well with everybody. And it shall be well with our government in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. Stay safe and stay blessed.